Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Lamed Vav in Maseches Beitzah. It's the 650th daf in Shas. I'm recording this after the siren for Yom HaZikaron Memorial Day here in Eretz Yisrael for those who gave their lives al Kiddush Hashem, so that we're able to learn and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live as Jews in our Jewish homeland, and those who were killed randomly in terror, who are the Kedoshim of Klal Yisrael. And Be'ezer Hashem, may our learning be a schus for their special neshamas. Today's daf is going to deal with what we had began in the Mishnah, a Mashilim Peres Derech Haruva B'Yamtif, the beginning of the fifth Perek. And that is the issue with the way in which you can transport items on Yamtif, in which it would not be considered too much of a tircha. And we had discussed that in yesterday's Mishnah. The Gemara is going to continue to analyze that on the bottom. Lamed Hayom Abay is going to Lamed Vav Amid Alf and bring up the topic as well of Bittel Beis Medrash, that there are times that will be lenient and allow for schlepping either because of guests or because Mipnei Archim or because of Mipnei Bittel Beis Medrash. The Gemara will discuss those halachos on Lamed Vav Amid Alf. Gemara then will discuss the halacha of the Mishnah of covering fruits to protect them from a leak and the halachos that are implicated as far as that's concerned in the Mishnah, and the permissibility of putting down a utensil to catch a leak so it doesn't spread throughout the house. Once the Gemara begins to discuss spreading to protect food, the Gemara discusses spreading something over, for example, a beehive without the intention to trap the bees, and that will get us back into the sugya of Dover Shein Miskavin in Psik Reish, as discussed on the bottom of the Amud. We'll also discuss on top of Lamed Vav and Beis the halachos of Tzeda, as well as the halachos of Muktzah, of Graf Shel Rei, and the Heter, that even though something is not usable, but if it's disgusting, you're allowed to clear it out, Letzarech HaBrias, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And finally, our daf will conclude with a new Mishnah that we've alluded to in the past, and different gzeros, for example, dancing and clapping, and so on, that existed on Yom Tov, shvusim, that were instituted as Yisurei Derabbanan, so that one will not come to be over Yisurei Daraisis. Let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up 7 lines from the bottom on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and our limud today should be a schus for those who are moser nefesh, for Klal Yisrael, and for us to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael. When it's allowed to lower fruits through a skylight on Yontif, ad kama, how much is one allowed to lower down? What will reach a point that even though you're lowering it through the skylight, which is the simplest way we learned from Rashi and the Mishnah, and not lowering it through a window, which would be prohibited, but nevertheless, how much fruits can one do that won't qualify as a tircha yisera? Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabasi, V'Amrila, Amar Rabasi, and Riochman Kosa Shishaninu. The answer to that question is found in Masechet Shabbos. Mifanin arba v'chamesh kupos shel tevin v'shel tfuah mipnei archim u'mipnei bittel beis hamedrash. You're allowed to move 4 or 5 barrels of grain for guests or for bittel beis hamedrash. Rashi explains over here, moving the barrels are actually, you're moving them because you need more space. And you need more space for guests to sit or for more room in the Beis Medrash. Baruch Hashem, we started Nuzman in the night kolel, and we needed to find more chairs. We didn't want Bittel Beis Medrash, so if it was a Friday night and there were 4 or 5 barrels of grain in such a case, so those are allowed to be moved, Mipnei Arch, Mipnei Bittel Beis Medrash. So the implication being that 4 or 5 barrels, when you'd be able to move from the roof, asks the Gemara, V'dilma shani hasam, dika bethel beis medrash. Maybe then you're allowed to even move 4 or 5 barrels worth because there's a concern that people won't learn. And Talmud Torah k'ned kulam, that's our oxygen of Klal Yisrael. Aval hacha, duleko bethel beis medrash light. But over here, the reason you're lowering the fruits through the skylight is because you want to eat it. So then in such a case, maybe the shear is less. Inami hasamayin time at the arba v'chamish kupos shari mishum Shabbos to chamira v'lo asal zuzalei bay. Maybe when it comes to Shabbos, we'll even be lenient for 4 or 5 barrels, because everybody knows that Shabbos is so stringent; it's punishable by skila. Aval yomtiv to kill yomtiv is not punishable by misas bezin. There's no capital punishment. Asal zuzalei bay. So then people are more likely to be mezalzel, to denigrate yomtiv. Klal klal lo. Maybe then in such a case, we don't permit that amount of transport. Now, literally, the words klal klal lo is actually difficult, because at the end of the day, those words literally mean you wouldn't be able to transport at all. Meiri suggests, therefore, that we should take out the words klal klal lo, just that we would not think that it would be the same shear of Isser. Maram Shif also points out that the Lashon is not meduyak. See the Ra'ah, who gives another teretz. There's a lot of discussion about our sugya as well, that over here, the Gemara is suggesting that Shabbos will be more lenient than Yom Tov, yet our Mishnah also suggested the exact opposite. So see the Rajba and the Maharsha on that issue. Inami, another distinction between the two cases, the one in Shabbos and the case of our Mishnah Mashilin Peris Derech Aruv B'Yomtiv, Le'idach Gisa, going in the opposite direction. Hasam Hainu Taima Delekiv Hefsin Moment. Over there, when it comes to Bittul Beis and Medrash and Orchim and moving the 4 or 5 barrels, there's no Hefsid Moment. So in such a case, only 4 or 5 barrels would be permitted. Aval hachadika hefsa mama, but here, if you're going to leave the fruits out, and for example, it's going to rain, so then in such a case, afilu tuva nami, then I would think that maybe even more you could bring in as well. The Gemara continues, hasam tanan, over there, also there's another distinction between the halachos in Meseches Beitza and in Meseches Shabbos on Kuf Chavav Amabez. The Mishnah there says, Avaloyes Ha'oitzer, that you're not allowed to clear out the storage house. What is the explanation of that part of the Mishnah? So the Gemara there goes through a different set of give and take, and ultimately it comes to the conclusion on the top line, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph Bayas, from Shmuel, May Avaloyes Ha'oitzer, Avalo Yigmar Ha'oitzer Kula. That it means that you can't take out all 4 or 5 barrels if those were the only things that were there. Then you can't take all of them out. Why? If you're going to clear out all the barrels, it's more likely for holes to be made in the ground. Or more precisely, if there is a hole in the ground, you're more likely to level, according to Rashi. You're more likely to level the ground. Now, all this applies if you're taking out a storage area that has 4 or 5 barrels, if you take all of them out, so then in such a case, you're likely to come to flat in the ground. However, if there are 10 barrels and you're taking out 5, particularly if 5 are sitting on top of the other 5, so then in such a case, you won't have the problem of Shui Gumos, and the Gemara over there says that you'd be able to take out even more. Hachamai, is over here the same halacha? Here it's in a totally different case. Hasam hu b'shabis da'asir mishum d'chamir. Maybe by Shabbos it would be prohibited to take out all 4 or 5 because it's a more severe avera that's punishable by skila. Aval yomtiv tekil shapir dami, but yomtiv, which is more lenient, then you could take out all 4 or 5. Oh, dilma hasam diko bittul beis medrash over there, because bittul beis medrash we allow you up to 4 or 5 to take out either 4 or 5, or as long as you're leaving some of them, it's okay, but no more then 4 and 5 that you're taking out if there's nothing left. Hacha deleka betul beis medrash lo kol shekein. So certainly here you would not be able to take more than 4 or 5 barrels because there is no betul beis medrash. V'hacha tanan. And here we learned mashilin peres derech ruv yomtiv amar nachman lo shenu el bos gag avol megag legag lo. We said only from that roof are you allowed to take, but from and bring it into the lower room. However, from one roof to the next, it would not be acceptable. The Tanya Nami, the Gemara continues on the first wide line, Lama Vavam and Aleph, Tanya Nami Yachim, we also learned to Bryce, like Rav Nachman taught, Emitaltim Gag Legag, Afil Kishigag Osein Shavim, that even if the roofs are equal and there is not that much Tircha, nevertheless, you're not allowed to move it from one roof to the next, because it's considered a Maisa that is of too much Tircha. Hasamai, what would the Halacha be in Hilchos Shabbos? Hacha, skipping the parentheses. Who the Aser? Maybe over here it's on Mishum Yomtov the Kill. It's Yomtov is not as stringent. In other words, the punishment is not as severe. Vasa Zuzalei Bay, and therefore people are more likely to be less meticulous, and therefore we have to be more machmir and say that you can't do migag legag. Avol Shabbos dechabira, Shabbos is more severe, the punishment is more severe for Vasa Zuzalei. People will not be likely to denigrate it. Shapir dami. So in such a case, you could go migag legag. Oh, the more do we say mahachadik efsaperis. Here, even though the fruits aren't going to be damaged, amrit lo, and we say you can't do it. Hasan delek efsaperis. There, where the rain is not coming down on the fruit, lo kosher cane. Certainly, you would have the prohibition migag legag. Another distinction in the halachos and the question of whether it applies to Shabbos. Hachatanya. Over here, we learned. Lo yishal shleim bechevel bechalonos. You can't lower down the fruits through a rope, through the windows, because that process is of too much tircha. V'lo yardim derech sulamos, and you can't lower it down through ladders. Hasam mai. In Shabbos, what would that lach be? Hacha b'yamtev u'dasa. Maybe when it comes to yamtev, it's prohibited delek bitl beis medrash, because the reason you're lowering the fruits is because you don't want them damaged, but not that you want to make sure there's more room for people to learn. Avol Shabbos dikol bitl beis medrash shapidami. But Shabbos, when the whole motivation is to get more people to learn orach nasas arachim, then we'll be more lenient, even to be mishalshel bechevel. Odil mahacha dikol hefsed peres amrit. Lo. Over here, even though, despite the fact there's hefsed peres, that the person is losing income, nevertheless, we say it's prohibited. Hasam delek hefsed peres. Lo kol shekein teiku. Over here, over there, where there isn't a loss of finances, so then certainly we would be stringent not to allow him to lower in such a manner. The Gemara answer is teiku, tishbi yitaretz kushios va'abayos. That's how I learned when I was a child, that it is the acronym that ultimately Eliyahu HaNavi will be poshet our shilas. And how much do we look forward to the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi? The Mishnah continues, Mechasim peres bekelim mipnei hadelef. We had learned that you're allowed to cover the fruits because of a leak. Amar ula vafilu avira delivni. You're even, this is an expression that we've had earlier in our Meseches, on Lamed Aleph on the base, and that is bricks that are piled up without cement attached to them. What if rain is falling on top of them? So we learned in our Mishnah, if you have fruits that have rain falling on top of them, you're allowed to cover it. Says Ula, even if you have bricks, you're allowed to move them. Even though they're designated for building, nevertheless, you're allowed to move something to cover it. Now, to be precise, I might have misspoken before, you're still not allowed to move the bricks themselves. The bricks themselves are still muksa. Rashi explains in Dimar Masel Afilu that I might have thought that you could cover fruits because the fruits are not muksa. However, to move a keli to cover something that is muksa, to move a utensil, a sheet, to cover the things that are muksa, the bricks, in such a case, I would have thought is asur. Ula says it's not. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Peris Haru'uyin. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, the fruits, they're roi latiltul. So then in such a case, it's acceptable to move something else. However, you cannot move another utensil to cover the bricks. V'az Rabbi Yitzchak l'tamein. This is Rabbi Yitzchak's famous sheet. It appears in Shabbos Mem Gimel in quite a few places in Masechet Shabbos. Tam Rabbi Yitzchak ain kli nitl el davar nitl b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzchak is of the opinion that you could only move a utensil that is permissible to use if it is going to serve another utensil that is also permissible to use. However, if that utensil is going to service one that can't be used on Shabbos, like in this case, if you're going to bring a sheet to cover the bricks that can't be used on Shabbos, then that's a case of a kli being nital, a davar she'eno nital b'Shabbos, and prohibited. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak on this issue. It's not. Mechasenes haperis bekelim. We learned in our mission you could cover the fruits. Peris in avir delivni lo. So we could deduce like Rabbi Yitzchak that our mission holds that avir delivni can't be covered. Says the Gemara, no. Huadin da filu avir delivni. Really, even the bricks. V'aydeh tani reisha mashilin peris. Since the reisha mentioned lowering down the fruits, tana seifa nami mechasen es haperis. The seifa also mentions the covering of the fruits. But really, it's lav dafka fruits, even bricks as well. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, v'chein kadei yayin, we learned at the end of the Mishnah, in the beginning of the fifth perek, that if you have barrels of wine, b'chein kadei shemen, barrels of oil, from the Mishnah is mashma that you're allowed to cover as well barrels of wine and oil. But the Mishnah gives no example of cases that are muktzah. Mashma like Rabbi Yitzchak, that we would say ein kli nitl elo davar nitl for something like kadei and kadei shemen, you can move on Shabbos. But if we're talking about avira de livni bricks, that would be different. Says Gemara, achamay eskinon b'tivla. No, the case of kadei yayin and kadei shemen are actually tevel. They're fruits that haven't been tithed. Fruits that aren't tithed are also muksa. Hachanami mistabra, and I could even argue that it fits in the logic of the Mishnah, says the Gemara. If we're going to say that it's simply permissible wine and oil, atani le resha peiris. It already mentioned fruits in the Reisha. Kade Yayin v'kade Shemen, it's trichalai. Do I need to then even mention Kade Yayin v'kade Shemen? Says the Gemara, that isn't necessarily a full proof. Sal kadai techamina, I would have thought that you need to repeat Kade Yayin v'kade Shemen. Lehevse meruba chashashu, lehevse muat lo chashashu. That when it comes to peiros, there, once the rain falls on them, that would damage the fruits entirely, and that would be a hefse meruba. However, when it comes to the barrels, so then in such a case, the water falling on the barrels don't necessarily ruin the wine. That would only be a hefsin muat if by nightfall you remove it, explains Rashi. And kamash malon, we could argue that that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. So we have an attempted proof that it's talking about tevel, or an attempted rejoinder that we're talking about tevel, and ultimately that is also rejected, and it seems that there isn't a full proof from the part of the Mishnah of Kadei and Kadei Shem. Tanat, we also learned, Nosnin Kli Tachas HaDelev B'Shabbis. This appears as a Mishnah. Right here on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, that's what we learned, that you're allowed to put a utensil under a leek, even on Shabbos. B'Delev HaRo'ui. It is not necessarily approved to Rabbi Yitzchak's issue. The Gemara is suggesting, Rashi explains, when it says Nosnin Kli Tachas HaDelef, that the rain was considered a muksa, because what could it be used for? Says the Gemara, no, it is Ra'ui, explains Rashi. It is possible to use this rainwater because it's clear and could be used for animals. Tashma, come in here, I'll try to bring you another proof. Parsim Machtzalos Agabe Levonim B'Shabbos. We learned that you're allowed to spread a sheet on top of bricks on Shabbos. Now, presumably, these bricks are muksa. So again, we see a kli could be nitel, ledavar sheino nitel. Answers the Gemara, de yaiser mi binyana. We're talking about bricks that were left over from building, de chazim mizgaleo, that they used to use those leftover bricks for sitting. Toshma, what about another riots found in Shabbos? Mem gimel parsa machzalos, agabe evon b'Shabbos. You're allowed to spread a sheet on top of stones b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. Presumably those stones are muktza. Says the Gemara, Bavan Mekurzalos, Techazin Lebeis Hakisa. It was a certain shape of stones that were used in the bathroom, and therefore those stones are also not muktza. Toshma Parsa Machzalos Lagabe Kveres Devarim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to spread a sheet on top of a beehive. B'chama B'pnei Achama. In the sun, in the summertime, you're allowed to do it due to the sun. Protected from the rain. And presumably the beehive is muktza. What purpose does it have on Shabbos? The Gemara finds a purpose to answer again, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, who says, "Ein kli nitl al davar nitl." Why could you cover the beehive? Hasam namidika dvash. The teretz is that there was honey inside that beehive. I'm aware of Ukva Mimishon the Ravashi. Ukva from Mishon said to Ravashi, "Hatenich meisacham deikadvash." What the way it works with bees is that they produce their honey in the summer. Then there is honey. So then I understand why you be spreading the sheet and why you would be able to, according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Be mosak sham in ma'ikal meimer. What are you going to say about the winter time? Lo nitzrucha says Gemara lo osan shtei chalos. For those two chalos. The Gemara explains in a few places that when it came to these honeycombs, they would leave two combs of honey from the summer into the winter that had honey on it by the beehive. And according to Rashi, the bees would sustain themselves on those two chalos, those two combs. Says Gemara, Osin shtei chalos muktzas hein, but they are also muktzah because they've been designated for the bees, not for people. Hachamayskin shechishiv aleim. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case where he decided that he wants to use it for people. Avalochi shevaleim mai aser. But if he had not planned it, then it would be prohibited, and that seems to be like the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak of Enkli Nital Ella Ladavar Hanital. Now the Gemara goes on, as we mentioned in our introduction, and we'll discuss a little bit about Hilchas Tzad. The Gemara continues, Adetani Ubilvad, the word Ubilvad is 8 lines from the bottom, Alam Vavam Alf. We learned that one condition with the honeycomb is Shelo Yiskavin Lotzud, that he should be careful when he spreads it over, that his intention is not to trap. Ask Gemara, Liflo Gilisno Bidida, why doesn't the Brisa spell out the halachos in more of an economic manner, in a simpler manner? Bamed Dvarim Amburim, when is the halacha that you're allowed to spread out the sheet shechashivale? Avalochi shivaleim asur, it should also say that not only is there an issue of not intending to trap, but it also has to be that he intended to remove those honeycombs. Otherwise, there will be a problem. Enkli nitl elo davar hanitl? Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Hachi kamer. This is how the brisa should be read. Avo bishachi shevaleim. Even if he decided that he's going to use those honeycombs, ubavad shelo yiskavin lotzud, but he has to be careful not to intend to trap. Says the Gemara. Mamayu kimta. Rabbi Yehuda, dislay muksa. On the one hand, you seem to be concerned about muksa. Who does that follow? That follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, the only time something is going to become muksa is if his intention before Shabbos was not to use it. But if he has what we would call parva intention, in other words, he has no particular intention, so then Rabbi Shimon does not hold a muksa. Rabbi Shimon holds a muksa when he has negative intention. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need positive intention. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. He needs to be chishiv alein. That seems to be consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ema seifa, but how is that going to be consistent with the seifa? What did we learn? Ubalvat shelo yiskavin lotzud. That as long as his intention is not to trap, so then it's okay. Even if it traps the bees, it doesn't matter. Why? Asan the Rabbi Shimon. That seems to be consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Da Amar Davashem Iskavim Mutter, who says that if your intention is not to trap, then it is permissible. We've learned in the past, according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's not inevitable, so as long as it's not your intention, so then in such a case, Davashem Iskavim Mutter. Vitizbra says the Gemara, but even Rabbi Shimon does not seem to work over here. 3 lines from the bottom of Mouth. Va'abayi v'rava, d'amri tarvayo, abayi v'rava, both taught us. Moda Rabbi Shimon, psik reisha v'lo yamus. The Rabbi Shimon holds that if it's inevitable, for example, the case of psik reisha, you cut off the head of the animal, the Gemara Kuf Gimel and Shabbos tells us, you cut off the head of the chicken, you say that it's not going to die. Of course it's inevitable that even though your intention is to use it for another purpose and not to kill the animal, you don't want the animal itself, nevertheless it's the isser of shochet. So the Gemara says, what's going on, even according to Rabbi Shimon? Says the Gemara, 2 lines from the middle of the line, L'alim k'Rabbi Yehuda. Really, we're following Rabbi Yehuda. V'hachem ma'iskinan. And here we're talking about the following case. De'ispe kaveh. We're talking about a case where there are windows. So there are windows. Therefore, it's a davar shein iskavin, because it's not inevitable, it's not a psik reshe, that it's going to get caught. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that it's permissible for the following reason that we're about to explain. The lo tamel of Rabbi Yehuda, because you're not reading Rabbi Yehuda properly, concludes the Amud. The lo tamel of Rabbi Yehuda ubilvachli iskavin lotzud. That is not the appropriate way to read the brisa. Ela katinus gemara and tapalam involving beis ema ubilvachlo yasenu mitzuda, with one condition that it's not going to definitively trap the bees. In other words, the bees aren't going to be trapped at all. There is an important tosis. The pshat over here in the Gemara is quite difficult. It tells Dibar Maschel Ella, but this would be something that we would have to do in Iyun Pshat Shir, and we can't do now. But the simplest way to learn the Gemara starts on top line and involved in the bees is to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was made in a way that the bees aren't going to be trapped. Says the Gemara, Pshita, that would be Pashut. Of course, if we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's not his intention, if the bees are going to be trapped, for sure it's going to be Aser. Says Gemara, Mal the same, I would have thought that Rabbi Yehuda would be lenient even if there is a likelihood that the bees are going to trap. Why? Bimino Natsud Aser Shelo Bimino Natsud Mutter. That there's a halacha that says that we differentiate between the type of animal that is being trapped when it comes to Hilchos Tzad. That the Isser Da'araisa is only for those animals that are mino nutsa, that are normally trapped. But the Torah didn't prohibit animals that are not normally trapped. If we're talking about animals that are not normally trapped, so then in such a case, the Havamina is that it would be mutter, that it would be permissible to trap the animals. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shalob Amino, there still is an Isser Derabbanan, which is as well the Halacha. The Gemara now gives us three lines from the top. Ravashi's Teretz. Ravashi Amar Miktani bi Mosa Chamu bi Mosa Hagishamim. Really, the answer that we had given earlier, Rashi explains three lines from the top, that there is honey inside that makes it no longer muktza, and therefore the Braisa could read, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that's why you're allowed to cover it. Ah, you'll ask, but normally there isn't honey during the winter time. The answer is, we weren't talking about the winter time. Rather, it said because of the sun or because of the rain. But in the summertime, you normally don't have rain here in Arzenu HaKadosha. However, Katani b'yom Nisan b'yom Tishrei d'ika chama v'ika gshamim v'ika dvash. But the times that are on the border of the summer, both in the spring and in the fall, there's sun, there's rain, and there's honey. And the spring and fall qualify as Nisan and Tishrei, respectively. Gemara continues 7 lines on top of the base with noise and klita chazad deadlift b'Shabbos. We learned in our mission that you're allowed to put a utensil under a leak on Shabbos. Tane in the smali akli. What do you do if it's a serious leak and the utensil is filled up? Shoyfich v'shoyne. So you could pour the water out and you could repeat the process with the empty kli again and then pour it out again. Ve'ena nimna. And you don't have to hold back doing it the entire day. Be'rechia da'abaye deluf. Abaye had a mill that had a leak that was falling on the actual millstone, and it was ruining the millstone itself. And Abaye, Rashi explains, couldn't find enough utensils. Also, Gamei Derab, Amalei Zil Aile Leporich Lahasam. Go move your bed into the area of the millstone, and then Dilahavi Kegraf Shorei, and then it's that mess is going to turn into a graf shorei va'afke, and in such a case, then you'll be able to remove the millstone itself, even though, of course, the millstone is considered muktzah. So here we learn an important heter, this is also halacha l'maisa, that there are times that you're allowed to move into an area and turn that area into a graf shorei. Yosef Abayi v'kakashilei. Abayi found this difficult. V'chiosin graf shorei l'chatchila. The halacha is you're not allowed to make a graf shorei l'chatchila. You're not allowed to create a situation where now the mukta item is disturbing and then move it. If you know in advance that that's what you're doing l'chatchila. We had this sugya as well in Chafal from a base. This is a collector's item where the primary sugyas, of course, in Hilchos Mukta generally are found in Mesechah Shabbos, there are two major exceptions. One, the sugya of Nolad, and number two, the sugya of Graf Shorei, which are found either in Chafal from a base and base or Lamed Vav from a base. Dehachi Nafal Bei Reichya. In the meantime, while Abaye was bothered by this, and he did not follow the advice of Rabbah, the whole house fell apart. The house of the millstone fell apart. So what did Abaye said? So Abaye responded, Omar Tesili. He said, a can was coming to me. The Avri Adamar, that I violated the words of Rabbah. Rabbah told me a heter, I shouldn't have questioned it, I should have done it immediately. A fascinating Gemara. Gemara continues 7 lines before the Mishnah Amar Shmuel, Rav Shal Rei Vavit Shal Mei Mei Raglai, Mutalot Zion, La'ashbon, that if you have a bedpan, as well as a shovel that's normally used for excrement, that's what Rav Shal Rei is, Abit Shomemer Grim is a bedpan. Mutter Lotzian LaAshman. You're allowed to take it out to the garbage to dispose of those things because they are, of course, the halachic situation of Grav Shere Ugushi Machzira. But you're not allowed to return it alone. So no sim bo mayim umachzira. So then, in such a case, you have to give it some type of purpose, and that is to transport water. If you're transporting water, then it will be acceptable. In other words, the heter of graf shorei no longer applies, so when you're at the garbage, you're stuck. Savar mina, we thought, based on Shmuel's teaching, Graf Shorei Agav Mina In. That the only time you could move a Graf Shorei is if you have something else, but by itself you cannot be metaltel it. If Ne'atzmo lo, but by itself you cannot be metaltel. That means that you would not be able to be metaltel the excrement, because the example of Graf Shorei is only the shovel itself. Tashma, but I'll bring you a proof that you could be metaltel the muksa item itself that's become a Graf Shorei. An example of that today, Reb Chaim Kanievsky told me, was peels and other items on a table itself. Tashma da'u ach brasa, a mouse, the ishtakach be aspamarki de Ravashi, amlu Ravashi nakata bitsusei vafkua. There was a mouse of the not-so-pleasant type that had actually fallen into besamim, and it's fallen into spices, so Rav Ashi permitted to remove it itself, that you could grab its tail and take it out from the spices. We're going to stop today's daf over here. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Lamed Vav in Maseches Beitzah.